O tēnā tātou katoa, nau mai, hoki mai ki Mana Tawa here with me, Moiawa, and if you haven't noticed, yes, I am still by myself. There is no Tū Whenua Roa Ngā Tanahira. But guess what? I've got his cousin. we've got someone on the line who's calling live from, no, technically not live, but she's calling from LA, and she is a young filmmaker who's over in LA at the moment for the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. And she's there to represent the film that she's a part of creating, or actually you can tell us she's the boss, she's the creator, she's the director of a short film, The Retrieval. But she's also over there on behalf of Māoriland, who have five films running there at the moment. Tēnā koe, āri kapa.
Kia ora. Hey, guys. That's thanks for having me on the show.
Tēnā koe, āri. And just for our listeners, before we get into the short film and the, you know, the reason why you're over in LA at the moment, if you can just tell us, you know, nohi a koe, maybe just your experience in the film industry, just so I can see whether or not we can have you on as a film commentator, because we need a film commentator. Whee! Nah. Hey, but also we're calling Ari based on what's it called? I've put her on loudspeaker because our phones don't want to call America. And that's just not cool, but we're making do. So, kōrero mai, Ari, who are you?
Yeah, well, kia ora, I'm ko Ari Kapa tōku ingoa. He uri ahau no te au pauri ki te kao. My experience here has been great. There's a lot of brown faces here, which has been really nice. It feels like home away from home. I'm here to represent my film, The Retrieval, which screened on Thursday, I think, to a sold-out crowd, and that was really cool. And then the other four films that I represented as a part of the Māoriland Ngā Pakeaka Incubator Program, they also screened to a sold-out crowd as well. They were received really well. The people in Los Angeles really loved the essence of our rangatahi films. So yeah, it's been fun.
That sounds mean. And I want to get on to the sold out show part, because that's a testament to the film and the excitement around potentially Aotearoa young filmmakers, indigenous films in general. But I wanted to talk about the film itself, The Retrieval. What's your role? What's the film about?
Yeah, so I directed the film. The Retrieval was my directorial debut. And because I'm not the best at writing, but my producer and good friend Matilda Poasa is. And so she wrote the script for The Retrieval while she was at university at AUT. So she gifted me her script back in 2020 during COVID lockdown. There was a bunch of us young filmmakers who had a whole collection of scripts. And so during that period, we were all at home, you know, taking care of ourselves and our whānau. We were on Zoom almost every day developing these scripts, so that by the time we came out of COVID, or out of lockdown, sorry, then we started making these films. And so The Retrieval is, it comes from an experience Matilda had when she was a young girl. She went to the dairy, and as she walked inside, there was a man sitting outside. And she said that she remembers thinking he was homeless and hungry. And so what she did was she went into the dairy and actually stole a chocolate bar for this man, because she was like, oh, he's hungry, I need to help him. And so the idea of The Retrieval came from that feeling of like, did I do something wrong if I was doing something right? Is it bad to steal if I'm feeding someone who's hungry? And so, yeah, The Retrieval then translated into this piece where this young man is retrieving a taonga that belonged to his kuia that is in the hands of a Pākehā collector.
Ooh, Even though I know the film, I also didn't know the film. So when you explain it like that, I guess if you're reading it and you're overseas and you're reading something like that, that would be really intriguing to see and hear. So I can imagine why it was a sold out show. But I'm going to seeing that and knowing that it was sold out. How did that make you feel?
Oh, scary. No, I have friends from Aotearoa that are here at the moment, and so they all messaged me saying that they were coming, and I literally texted them back. I was like, can you please not? Because I don't know, it was nerve-wracking. I think I'm more nervous of, like, having people I know and care about see the film. I don't know why, but by the end of the screening, the film was received so well, and heaps of people wanted to come talk to me. And so, I don't know, it felt good afterwards. But it's always nerve-wracking during the screening. You kind of don't want to look at the screen while everyone's watching your film.
What are some of the film has been screened, and what are some of the comments people gave back to you? I know you were shy, you were all those things, but I wanted to know what were some of the comments and the feedback you heard from people about your film?
I've been told that thematically, the story and the film, the way it plays out impressive. And my response to that is thank you, but also I don't know what thematically means, so I just smile and thank people. I think a lot of conversations were started from our film around, because in the Q&A, I guess the message I said about our film is, for the retrieval, is it really stealing if it was already yours? And because that can translate to land, to language, to all these things that us Māori and Indigenous peoples have experienced with colonization. And so that started a good space for kōrero around stealing and retrieving and all of that kind of stuff. That was probably like the biggest piece of feedback is like how our film kind of got the the cogs turning in people's heads about retrieving and stealing and land and language and all of that kind of stuff.
Is it showing anywhere else and anywhere else in general?
Yes, our film is actually screening at the Seattle International Film Festival, which is really special because this festival isn't Indigenous, if you know what I mean. It's international. And so for a film like ours to get accepted and to screen there is a huge thing, which I wasn't aware of until I spoke to a couple from Hawaii, Kekama and Nani, I told them about our screening, and they were like, you have to go, you're already in America, you got to extend your stay, and you have to go to it. And I was like, really? And they said, yeah, because not a lot of Polynesian stories get to screen over there. And so The Retrieval is the opening short film for the screening of We Are Still Here, which is an 8-part anthology feature film. So I'm currently trying to work on extending my stay so I can go to Seattle, which screens, our first screening's on the 19th, I think, 19th of May.
GoFundMe page, Najee.
Yeah, so if any of you listeners want to help,
but when things like that do happen and we want our Indigenous films to get exposure, but we lack funding and we lack the resources to be able to support our filmmakers, especially those who are debuting, it definitely brings up the question, how do we support our young filmmakers? But I guess you would know that answer through your experiences with Ngā Pakiaka and at Māori Land. So on that, I was thinking, do you have the pūtea, do you have the resources, do you have the energy to create any more films, or are you creating any more films at the moment?
Ooh, I've had a draft for a short film in the can for the past 2.5 years, I think. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm not a writer, and so it's been really hard for me to actually pull it out and start working on it again. But also the film is a, I would say, like a tribute to my nan. And so even that is like hard to write the right story, right? Yeah, to write the right story for my nan. It's called Smoke and Flame, which is the Pākehā translation, I guess, for Te Pōuri, which is my iwi. And so, yeah, it's basically a short film that kind of encapsulates the character of my nan. And for those who know her, they know she is a character, or she was a character. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to make that film. I don't have a timeline on when I'm going to do it, but that'll hopefully be my next piece, unless Matilda has another script that she'd like to gift me, shot Matilda, then yeah, then at the moment I'm just currently trying to finish my own script.
I runga I tēnā. I think it's a good place to end that conversation, because the next time we have a kōrero with you, hopefully either you can be our our film commentator, or we can have a kōrero with you about that film I te mea. He tino rangatira tō kuia nā reira, he kaupapa pai te rahi whakanui I tōnā ke āhua I tō whānau. So I look forward to your future projects, and miharo Ari Kapa there. Who's in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival, which she's, well, they're lucky enough to have her film, her short film, The Retrieval, but she's also there to support five other films on behalf of Māori lands. But that's Ari Kapa, who is the director and the creator of the short film, The Retrieval. Tēnā koe, Ari.
Kia ora.